Hey, Know-It-Alls.
I know that you've been getting hot and heavy into Raspberry Pis and Arduinos, but what if I told you that there was a development kit that would allow you to make products that were like full-fledged smartphones? No, it's not a fantasy. It's reality. In fact, it's in here. I'm speaking with Andrew from Synaptics, who's going to explain why this is your next DIY project. Andrew, what's in this magic box?
Well, let's open it up and find out. As we open it up, lo and behold, this is the first prototype of a communicator device that Synaptics is going to make available by about Q3 of this coming year. And what it features is a Qualcomm 910 single board computer that's booting Android and will certainly shortly be running on a QHD display that utilizes Synaptics' touch display driver integration technology. So this is the highest resolution display that's going to be available for the hobbyist market, and I'll keep my fingers crossed that it'll still be the highest one by Q3. And it'll be a full touchscreen development kit that runs Android that you can put together and run as sort of a handheld communicator. So it'll run all the Android apps, you know, such as Fire Chat or anything that you can sideload. But we'll also make available the ability to run out I/O so that you can take this thing lock, stock, and barrel and utilize it as a touchscreen GUI for the next DIY project you want to make, like a touchscreen controlled coffee maker, for instance, or a rice cooker, you know. So it'll be all the power of having a touchscreen without having to bring up and, you know, find the right drivers and calibrate the touchscreen, calibrate the display quality. That'll all be done, and we'll, you know, plan on making all the software and source available, you know, for the developer community.
Andrew, what I love about this kit is not just because it really strikes at the heart of the DIY or the maker. It's that we have seen communicators. We have seen DIY phones, but normally they've been a bit clunky, which is a charm all of their own. But this is the first time I've seen a kit that would allow someone to make a product that almost looks like a mass-produced product. I mean, this would look like an iPhone or an Android phone. Now tell me, as they start to get their hands on hardware like this, because there's going to be more and more of these development kits available, what would you say would be the big design challenges for that DIYer, for that maker who wants to take a kit like this and turn it into a product, as you mentioned?
Well, I think the big design challenge is to, you know, create your own compelling user interface. I mean, I think we'll give you all the tools, but, you know, a lot of that is going to be up to your imagination. And we're really looking forward, you know, to seeing, you know, what can be done. I mean, I think that the other question that you may ask yourself is, why is Synaptics even bothering to do this at all? And I think that, you know, while we do, you know, enjoy helping the hobbyist community, one of the things that we have also learned is that a lot of our customer engineers are hobbyists themselves. So what better way, you know, to get our technology into the hands of engineers that are also our customers than by, you know, making an actual, you know, product that they'll use in their spare time.
Okay, let's get really geeky. Turn this thing over and explain to our audience what are some of the things that you've done here. What are the individual pieces? What's the discrete logic? If they were looking to design a project like this, what would they need to learn before they could put it together?
There might be a little bit of soldering involved, but we're really going to do a lot of the heavy lifting for the stuff that may not be as interesting. So, for instance, right here, this is where the battery is going to go. So we've actually designed an adapter board that will actually allow this whole thing to run you know, in a battery operated mode, so you can take it with you and not have to plug it in. I mean, it sounds like a small, you know, advancement, but I think it's going to be a huge, you know, have a huge impact on being able to make this thing a viable, you know, product that you can carry around by yourself. Second of all, of course, we'll design all the interfacing that's going to be required to boot up the single board computer with the MIPI-based display that's already, you know, that, you know, we'll be supplying as well.
I absolutely love this. Now, if they wanted to find out more about this kit, where would they go to find out about pricing and availability?
Well, one of the things that we will be working on is making this available to, you know, general DIY, you know, the community through the various known distributors that are already out there. So stay tuned for news about that. We have nothing that we're ready to announce at this point, but, you know, you can expect to be able to find, you know, this kind of a kit available through the standard channels shortly by about Q3 of this year.
Andrew, thank you so very much. You've just collectively made our audience squee with joy. Folks, if you're a maker, if you're a DIYer, your next smartphone may come from your house.